is a pleasure to be with you again.
今天下午我能够再跟大家在一起是我的荣幸。
I recall looking at my pictures throughout this past year at the time that I visited here with you.
我当我看过去一年我所拍的照片的时候呢，我就看到我之前来过。
And it is exciting to see brothers and sisters in Christ again.
今天下午我能够看到主内的弟兄姊妹聚在一起，实在是让我非常的欣慰。
This morning I'd like to encourage you about how to live in heaven while we're on the earth.
今天下午我希望能够鼓励大家的题目就是我们在地如同在天。
We need that so that we can have wisdom from above as we live here.
为什么呢？因为当我们活在地上的时候，我们需要属天的智慧。
Let's look at the scripture in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
如果让我们看哥罗西书第三章一到三节的时候。
Therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
So, 你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your mind on things above, and not on the things that are on the earth. For you've died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
As we sang in hymns this morning, I turned to my wife and said, I wonder how they knew what I was going to speak on.
当我们唱刚才的诗歌的时候，我就跟我的师母说他们怎么知道我今天所要分享什么题目呢？
You would think that maybe there is a Lord in heaven who is running everything.
你就会猜到可能在天上的主在掌管一切。
And there is, and I want to show you how that's true.
是真的，实在是有一位主在掌管一切。我也要跟大家分享这个题目。
I want to place three thoughts before you.
我希望能够把三个的思念摆在你面前。
The first one is this, you live in the presence of God.
第一就是我们活在神的同在里。
The second is you only see clearly from a heavenly perspective.
第二就是我们单单唯有从天上来的眼光才能够把一切事情看得清楚。
And that's what produces wisdom.
这也是带来我们的智慧。
Wisdom is seeing things from God's perspective, from a heavenly perspective.
智慧的意思呢，就是能够从神的眼光，从属天的眼光来看事物。
And the third one is you may continually see things from heaven's perspective by going into heaven.And viewing things from what's up in heaven.
第三就是我们能够保持从属天的角度来看事情，就是让我们能够活着，如同活在天上，然后从那里再看我世界所发生的一切事情。
Perhaps that last one is a new thought for you.
可能你会觉得最后一个要分享的思想是一个新的思想。
So those are the three points of my message.
所以这就是我今天下午信息的三个重点。
And now I would like to give you my introduction.
我现在要跟大家讲一个开端。
And I begin with a question. Where is heaven?
我首先要问一个问题，就是天堂到底在哪里？
Have you ever wondered that?
你没有想过这个问题呢？
Perhaps you thought heaven is way out past the moon in space somewhere.
可能你猜想天堂应该在宇宙很高很高很高之处。
Maybe there's a big room out in space where God has a throne.
可能在外太空那里有一个很空旷的地方，神的宝座就在那里。
And leave it for a child to ask questions like, how do we know there's a God because we can't see him?
就好像一个小孩他会问你说我看不到神，我怎么知道有神呢？
How do we know there's heaven? We can't see heaven.
如果我们看不到天堂，你怎么知道有天堂呢？
Well, I started thinking about that question, and I decided to answer it to my grandchildren with another question.
我就开始思想这样子的问题，然后呢，为了要解释给我的孙子孙女儿听呢，我就用了另外一个问题问他们。
Have you ever heard of a black hole?
有没有听过黑洞这回事呢？
Out in space.
在外太空。
It's an object that the gravity is so strong that light cannot escape.
在黑洞这个里面，这个空间里面呢，因为里面的大有引力是何等的强大，以至于里面的光都不能够脱离。
Some will call it a star that has died.
可能也是说一颗星，一 可碎心已经死去了。
And it collapses in itself.
所以呢，就从里面陷进去。
Well, this is a picture of a star in space collapsing. And just before it becomes a black hole, there's this explosion of light.
所以呢，这个就是一颗碎星怎么样啊啊陷进去的时候，就是在它变成一个黑洞之前那一刹那一刹那，它发出所有的光亮。
And then there's nothing.
然后就什么都看不到了。
Or perhaps they're watching objects in space for months, maybe even years, and all of a sudden they just disappear.
或者呢，你在外太空观察一些东西、一件事物，然后就观察了一段日子，有几个礼拜、几个月，甚至几年的时间，突然之间在某一处他们就消失了。
And so they'll say there must be a black hole there that sucked in that star.
所以天文学家就会说了，那里那块地方一定有一个黑洞，所以呢把那个东西呢吸进去了。
So how do you know a black hole? How do they, astronomers, know a black hole is in space?
所以啊，天文学家怎么知道在外太空，在太空里面有黑洞这回事呢？
They can't see it.
他们其实看不到的。
Just like we can't see heaven.
就好像我们今天看不到天堂一样。
Well, the answer is very simple.
其实答案很简单。
We see the effect of its presence.
因为我们看到这个存在的效果。
We see the effect of that black hole on everything around it.
我们看到有黑洞的存在的时候，它影响周围的事物的效应。
And that's true also about heaven, isn't it?
所以对天堂来讲也是一样。
Let me lay the foundation for my thinking.
我现在要打一个根基为我的思想。
I want us to take a really big picture look at the gospel.
如果我们在圣经里面做一个非常大的横观的时候。
We have a saying in the States that it's possible to miss the forest for the trees.
你知道在美国呢，我们有一个一句话是这么说的，就是说我们太专注在小事上的时候，我们就会忽略了大图画。
Maybe there's a similar Chinese expression.
Yeah, I just made up one.
Well, so often we study the individual scripture, sometimes miss the big picture.
有时候我们读圣经的时候，我们太专注在一节经文、一句经文里面，我忽略了整幅的图画。
Before Adam and Eve sinned,
在亚当亚夏娃还没有犯罪之前，
there were three dimensions that existed.
在空间里有三度的空间。
There's heaven where God and His angels dwell.
在天国里，在天上有神和他的天君天使。
And then there is Hades, I'm going to call it, where Satan and his minions dwell in darkness.
还有阴间，就是撒旦还有他的使者在哪里。
And those two dimensions can see each other.
在那两个空间里面呢，他们可以互相看得见。
For instance, Satan in Job appears before God, who is in heaven.
例如说，在约伯记，我们看到撒旦在阴间那里，他向神说话。
But we know Satan is not in heaven.
但是我们知道撒旦自己本人不在天堂里面。
And we know God is in heaven.
我们知道神在天堂里。
So those two dimensions can see each other.
所以我们看到这两个空间呢，可以互相看见。
There are scriptures that show where God is speaking to demons.
我们也看到不同的经文呢，可以看到神向那些邪灵说话。
But the demons are not in heaven.
但是呢，邪灵其实不存在在天堂里面。
And then Jesus told the story of the rich man who died and the poor man Lazarus who died.
然后呢，耶稣说了一个比喻，就是有一个财主，还有那个乞丐拉撒路死了。
The rich man went to Hades.
那个财主呢去了阴间。
The poor man went to Abraham's bosom or to heaven.
拉撒路呢却上了天堂被抱在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The rich man could see the poor man and said, "Would you dip your finger in the water and come and cool my tongue?"
那个财主看到拉撒路的时候呢，他就叫亚伯拉罕说，他说亚伯拉罕，你可不可以叫拉撒路用指头沾一点水，凉凉我的嘴巴、嘴唇。
The poor man said, "I can't do that because there is a gulf between us."
但是亚伯拉罕说不行，因为我们之间有鸿沟。
But what I want you to notice is they could see each other, plus they could communicate to each other.
所以我们在这里看到了他们可以看到对方他们也可以彼此对话。
So they must be very close in proximity to one another.
所以就是说他们应该是在附近的地方。
The third dimension is, of course, the earth, where mankind could see both. Remember, Adam could have fellowship with God.
第三度的空间呢，就是人所处的空间。在亚当夏娃他们可以看到神。
I'm going to move. So you can follow me, son.
To call this long enough. Okay. I'll come around here. sorry.
Okay.
It comes. You know?
Yeah. Two. All right. Got it. Okay. So if you're going to move with me, we'll start here.
Okay.
And I want you to imagine with me that on the top up here, this is heaven.
希望大家能够跟我一同旅游一下，我们在这里。
And down here is earth.
这是地球。
So Adam was here on the earth.
所以亚当呢就在地上。
And he had fellowship with God who is in heaven.
他就跟神之间呢有相交，神呢还是在天堂里。
And then there was Satan who was in the Garden of Eden.
然后呢，撒旦呢就在伊甸园里面。
And he could communicate.To Adam and Eve's dimension.
他也能够跟亚当跟夏娃的空间来沟通。
So those three dimensions could see each other.
所以我们看到这三个空间之间的都能够互相沟通。
Communication.
他们可以对话。
Until something happened.
直到有一件事情发生。
Do you know what happened?
你知道什么事情发生吗？
Adam and Eve sinned.
就是亚当跟夏娃犯了罪。
What was their sin?
他们的罪是什么罪呢？
They chose to live for what they could see, taste, and experience here on the earth.
他们选择了要为他们所能够看到、摸到、尝到的东西来而活。
Instead of maintain fellowship with God.
而不是以与神继续的相交为重。
When they did that.
当他们这样选择的时候。
What they could see, taste, and experience on the earth became their God.
他们在地上所能够摸到、尝到、看到的一切，就成为了。
They worship the creature, creation, rather than God, the creator.
他们变成崇拜了受造之物，而不是创造主。
In the day that they did that,
在他们所的犯的罪的那一天，
they died.
他们就死了。
Did they quit breathing?
是不是断气就死呢？
No.
不是的。
What is death?
死亡到底是什么？
There was a veil that went up between heaven and earth.
因为在天堂跟地上就起了一个隔绝
，a curtain，
一个幔子。
And we became blinded to the presence of God by what we see，
以至于我们因着我们今天眼所见的一切，我们再看不到神的同在。
Heaven didn't go any place，
天堂没有离开。
It didn't go way out past the moon，
它没有移到外太空那里去。
Hades didn't go any place。
阴间也没有被移动。
And we didn't go any place。
我们也没有被移动。
It's just that there was a veil that went up。
只是有一个幔子竖立起来了。
So that God is present, although we can't see Him。
所以神的同在，我们看不到。
Heaven is present。
天堂也存在，我们也看不到。
So how is God in heaven？
所以神怎么在天堂里呢？
Going to let man on earth,
而可以让人在地上
know that he's here.
知道他在哪里呢？
He's going to do things on our side of the veil that cannot be explained.
他就要在我们幔子这一边做一些我们人都不能够解释的事情。
So once Adam sinned, heaven, there's heaven where God dwells in light.
当亚当犯罪了以后呢，神处的天堂就是在光明里。
There's Hades where Satan and his minions dwell in darkness.
另外在阴间里撒旦也处在黑暗当中。
And then there's the earth where mankind is blinded to both of them.
而存在地上的人呢，再也看不到天堂跟阴间。
In the history of mankind, have we seen the effects of God in heaven on the earth?
在人的历史当中，我们是否有看到神天国的那个在地上的效应呢？
Of course. Have we seen the effects of Satan and hell on the earth?
那我们在地上，我们是否看到撒旦还有阴间存在的那个效果呢？
So here's what God did. Here's the big picture.
所以呢，你看到这个大图画没有？
First, he reveals himself through creation.
所以神就透过他所创造的一切来显明自己。
The Bible tells us we are all guilty.
圣经告诉我们说我们都犯了罪。
Before God, that we worship creatures and creation more than we worship God.
为什么呢？因为我们崇拜受造之物超过我们崇拜创造主。
And then God chose a nation, a people.
然后神拣选了一个民族
Abraham，
亚伯拉罕
who that nation became Israel，
他的子孙就成为了以色列民。
And their entire history is recorded in what we call the Bible。
他们整个民族的历史就记录在圣经里的旧约。
The Old Testament is, in a sense, a series of movie trailers.
如果你看旧约的时候，你发现好像就是一个电影的一些片段。
God advertising the big event.
就是神接着这些片段来为自己打广告。
And everything that happened in the nation of Israel was God in heaven acting on our side of the veil.
每一样发生在以色列民的事情呢，就是神在天堂，然后呢，他接着以色列民行在当中，行在幔子的这一边。
And then the big event came.
然后大事情发生了。
We are going to get our exercise.
Okay. Let me get ready.
Yes, David.
Ready?
Okay, here we go. All right. God became a man.
神成了肉身。
It says the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
因为圣经里清楚地告诉我们说道成了肉身住在我们中间。
And so picture this.
所以我们要想象一下。
God sends his spirit through the veil.
神差派他的灵透过了那个幔子。
Into the womb of Mary.
进入了玛利亚的。
Here on the earth.
怀里。
And God received the body in which to live on our side of the veil.
然后神就道成了肉身住在我们中间。
And when Jesus came,
当耶稣来到的时候，
and he preached and began his ministry,
当他开始传道的时候，
his message could be summed up as it said in Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
他的信息就可以用马太福音四章十四节总结。
Repent or rethink.
他说你们要悔改，意思就是说你们要再思。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand, it's here.
因为天国近了。
It's another way of saying, quit living for what you can see and put your eyes in heaven. Look to heaven.
换句话来说，不要单为你眼所能够见的事情而活，而是为天国而活。
Now there was something very unusual about Jesus.
你知道吗？在耶稣身上有一些很特别的事情。
There was no veil for Jesus.
在耶稣那里没有幔子。
Because he had never sinned.
因为他从来没有犯过罪。
He had never made the decision or lived according to what he could see, taste, or experience here on the earth.
他从来在他的生命里没有做过任何一个决定，是根据他所能为只单为他在地上所能够看到、感觉到、尝到的事情而活。
In John 5:19-20, Jesus says, "I do nothing of myself."
在约翰福音五章十九二十节的时候，耶稣说：“我所做的一切没有一样为自己而做。
”I do what I see the Father doing.
他说：“我所做的乃是看见父所做的。
”Whatever the Father does, the Son does.
父所做的，子也要做。
And I believe it means exactly what it says.
我相信耶稣讲这句话就是这么一个意思。
Jesus could look up and see his Father right there.
因为耶稣看天的时候，他就看到父神在那里。
No veil.
没有幔子。
Think about that.
想想。
Everywhere he went, he walked in the presence of his Father.
无论他走在那里。他都是处在神的同在。
And the entire host of heaven watching.
而且整个天堂里的所有天君都在观看。
Probably singing how great thou art.
也许天使们在天上也会唱你真伟大。
Or turn your eyes on Jesus.
或者说转眼仰望耶稣。
A thousand other songs.
加上其他的颂诗。
Praising God for what he's doing on the earth.
赞美神，因为他在地上要成就的事。
We're told that heaven is not far away by verses like Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13.
我们从希伯来书第四章第十三节这样子的经文，我们看到原来天国离我们根本不远。
Where it says there's no creature hidden from his sight.
但是呢，在幔子的这一边却没有任何人或者生物。
Everything is open and laid bare before him.
在神的眼光里，一切都是显明的。
And so, although God is as close to us as this pulpit is to us,
所以虽然神与我们非常的亲近，就如这个讲台跟我们这么近一样。
We can't see him.
我们却看不到他。
But that doesn't mean he can't see us.
但是这不代表说他看不到我们。
He is in heaven.
他在天上。
But it's not far away.
但是却不远。
It's this close.
就是这么近。
And he sees every one of us. There is no such thing as being in private.
而且呢，他能够看到我们每一个人。在他眼中没有一样事情是隐私。
You are never alone.
我们从来都不会孤单。
It would be something like this.
就好像是这样子。
Daniel, can I borrow you?
我们要借 Daniel 一下。
Okay, Daniel, this, you can stay here. You don't have to do this part. Okay. So, Daniel can't see me.
No.
Alright, so you can pretend you can't see me. In fact, can't even hear me.
Daniel 要假装。
You can't hear me.
假装看不到。
And so you, I want you to just walk around like you're walking through life.
然后两个人走在一起，就好像他在做。
Now this is how close God is all the time to us. You live in His presence.
所以呢，你看到不是？
And the whole time,
神一样跟着 Daniel.
He's always this close.
神就好像这样子，
Good job.
这么接近我们，但是呢，我们却看不到他。
So what does that make you think?
那我们该怎么想呢？现在，惨了。
You mean he heard that? He heard what I said to my wife?
不会吧，我刚刚跟他刚说的话他都听到了。
He saw what I did when I didn't think anybody was watching?
我没有想到的时候，他就已经在看到我在做什么。
He not only saw it.
他不但是看到。
He was recording it.
而且他把它记录下来了。
And then consider this, how many days have you walked through your life and you never gave him any notice?
而且呢，他会知道你在这个生命里过了多少日子，却完全没有注意到他。
Just like Daniel.
就好像 Daniel 刚刚一点没有注意到我一样。
He didn't know I was there.
他好像不知道我在哪里。
He couldn't hear me.
他听不到我。
And so he just acted as if I was not there.
所以呢，他活着就好像我没有在他旁边一样。
How many of us have done that?
我们有多少人对神就是这样子的态度？
Shall we all raise our hands?
我们应该举一举手看看。
We all have.
每个人都会。
That is the sin of Adam.
这就是亚当所犯的罪。
Jesus Christ, there is no veil for him, and there is no veil for God looking at us.
对耶稣基督来讲，没有幔子。对神来讲，他看我们也是没有幔子。
So here's God in heaven looking at all of the people who have been created.
所以这就是神在天上，他观看所有在地上被造的一些人。
And Isaiah tells us that he took all of our iniquity and our sin at one time.
以赛亚书告诉我们说，他就把所有全人类，包括我们所犯的一切罪。
Which he could do.
他可以的。
And he placed it upon the body of his son.
他就一次把他所有人全人类犯的罪加在他儿子身上。
Sins, selfishness, committed on our side of the veil in bodies, had to be paid for in a body.
你知道吗？在幔子的这一边，我们在肉身里所犯的每一个罪，所犯的每一个诡诈，都要付上代价。
And so he suffered our punishment.
所以耶稣基督为此受苦。
In Matthew 27:46, you remember he cries, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
你记得吗？在马太福音27:46那里，耶稣大喊说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Can you imagine what that would have been like for Jesus?
你可以想象对耶稣基督来讲，那是什么样的一个感受吗？
For him, there was no veil between he and his Father.
因为在他来讲，从来没有幔子处在他跟父神之间的。
And there in the Garden of Gethsemane,
但是却在克西马尼园那里,
the Father shows him the cup that he must drink.
父神把他所要喝的杯给他看。
And he doesn't want to drink it except his Father's will be done.
但是耶稣在克西马尼园上, 他其实不愿意要喝那个杯, 他违愿神的旨意成就。
And he willingly lays down his life.
于是他自愿放下自己的生命。
Takes our sin upon his body.
把我们所有的罪背负在他自己身上。
And the veil went up for him.
然后在他面前，整个幔子就被提起来了。
He could not see his father.
我们就可以看到父神。
He can't hear his father.
人本来看不到他父 神。
Everything around him is blasting him in the face.
在他面前所有一切都好像轰炸他一样。
Satan screaming at him to live for what he can see, taste, and experience, or not see, taste, and experience at this point.
连撒旦都在引诱他说，你要为你自己所能够经历、所能够看到的一切事情而活，或者说你要放弃你所要经历的那个痛苦。
Trying to get Jesus to break from his Father.
好让耶稣能够离开父神。
Glory to God, he did not.
但是荣耀归于神，因为耶稣基督没有。
By the Spirit,
靠着圣灵，
he was strengthened.
他力量加强。
And enabled to see in the heavenlies.
好让他能够看到天上。
In a sense, by faith, just like we.
就好像从某一个角度而言，我们也是今天靠着信心。
And so he bore our sin in the power of the Spirit.
所以他靠着圣灵的能力，他就背负了我们一切的罪。
Imagine this, he breathes his last breath on the cross.
你可以想象他在十字架上呼出最后一口气的时候。
His soul and his spirit go through the veil back into the presence of God.
他的灵跟他的魂从他的身体再回到父神那里。
Hebrews tells us we have an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which is entered within the veil.
希伯来书告诉我们说，在我们的灵魂里面，我们有一个稳定的居所，就是透过那个幔子去到父神那里。
And so when he breathed his last breath and he went through the veil on earth, an amazing thing happened.
就是在他的灵魂透过幔子进入天上的时候，在地上发生了奇妙的事。
I get chills just thinking about this.
你知道吗？每一次当我想到这个的时候，
the veil in the temple.
我就非常的震撼。
That was on our side of the veil.
因为在圣殿里的幔子，其实就代表我们这边的幔子。
Representing this veil that separates us from God.
是隔绝了我们与神之间的那个幔子。
Was torn from top to bottom.
从上到下裂为两半。
Who did that?
谁可以这样做？
Could a man do that?
人可以吗？
No, it's God in heaven acting on our side of the veil.
不可能的，唯有神在我们的为着我们的缘故。
Showing us what's been done in heaven that we cannot see.
让我们看到在地上我们看不到天上发生的事。
So when Jesus breathed his last breath and passed through the veil of his flesh, he threw heaven's door wide open.
所以当耶稣呼出最后一口气。断开他肉身的幔子的时候，他就把天国的大门打开了。
So he took his blood.
他就带着他自己的血。
Placed it on the mercy seat in heaven.
放在天上那个圣座前。
And we're told in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24 that it speaks to God and it speaks to us.
然后在希伯来书十二章二十四节那里，我们看到那个血向神向我们说话。
And what does it say? What does it speak?
那这个血说什么呢？
Come.
他说来。
Come.
来。
You can come to heaven.
你们要来进天国。
You can have fellowship with God while you're on the earth.
你在地上就能够跟神有相交。
You can live here.
你可以住在天上。
And in order that we might know that this is true.
为了让我们知道这是真实的。
God did something on our side of the veil.
神在我们幔子的那一边也做了一些事。
That has never happened before and never happened since.
而是以前从来没有发生过，以后也永远不会再发生的。
God sent His Son.
神差他的儿子。
Through the veil again.
透过那个幔子。
Into that dead body in the tomb.
再进入那个坟墓里的那个尸体里面。
And He was raised.
他就从死里复活。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine His first breath?
你可以想象他所
The breath of life, conquering death.
第一口气就是胜过死亡的那一口气吗？
Imagine the chest begins to heave.
你可以想象他的
Inside those grave clothes.
他的胸腔开始
Eyes are fluttering.
他的眼睛开始有光亮吗？
Angels from heaven are rolling back the stone.
然后呢，天上来的天使呢，帮他搬开
了墓室里的大石头，
帮助他脱下那个包着他的包裹的纱布。
Life, eternal life takes its breath.
因为永恒的生命开始呼吸。
He steps out of the grave.
他从坟墓里出来。
What does that say to us?
他向我们说什么？
It says what this verse says in Romans 4:25.
他就说罗马书四章二十五节
的时候。He was delivered over because of our transgressions.
他因着我们的过犯，死了。
But he was raised because of our justification.
但是为了要使我们称义，他复活了。
How can you and I know who cannot see heaven? How can we know that if we come to God through Jesus Christ, that our sins will be forgiven?
你跟我都没有看过天国，我们怎么知道如果我们透过耶稣基督来到神面前，我们的罪可以得赦免？
We can't hear God say from heaven, "You're forgiven."
我们也听不到神在天上说，哦，你的罪今天被赦免。
We can't see God in heaven say, "Come."
我们也没有看到神在上面说，来来来。
So God had to do something on our side of the veil.
所以神需要来到我们幔子的那一边做一件些事。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is God declaring from heaven, "I have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ."
因此，耶稣基督的复活就是神向人类所说的，我已经接纳了这个祭的血。
Anyone may come who will.
因此，每一个愿意来的人就可以进来。
Americans can come, Chinese can come.
美国人可以进来，中国人也可以进来。
Even Jews can come.
就是犹太人也可以进来。
Boys can come, girls can come.
男孩女孩都可以。
Anybody breathing can come.
任何有生命气息的人都可以。
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. That was Chinese for wow. That's it. All right. Okay. So, in 1 Peter chapter 3,
在彼得前书第三章,
Peter tells us this amazing thing that happened because of the resurrection.
彼得告诉我们关于复活的这个奇妙的事。
He says we have an appeal to God for a good conscience.
他说我们在神的面前没有一个清洁的良心。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但是透过耶稣基督的复活。
Who is at the right hand of God.
现今坐在全能者的右边。
So he comes through the veil, the Spirit comes through the veil into the womb of Mary.
所以呢，就是说耶稣透过了幔子进入玛利亚。
God gives a body in which to bear our sins.
肚腹里，然后呢，背负我们的罪。
He bears our sins.
背负了我们的罪。
He goes back through the veil with his blood.
他就带着自己的血透过了幔子。
And then what happened?
然后发生什么事呢？
God sends him back through the veil into his body.
神再一次拆开他透过那个幔子回到他的身体里。
He is raised.
他从死里复活了。
And then he goes back through the veil with his body.
然后他带着这样子的一个身体再走过那个幔子。
In the ascension.
就是在升天的那一刻。
He goes through the veil and sits down at the right hand of God in heaven.
他透过那个幔子就坐在神的右边。
Peter says.
彼得说。
That it's after angels and authorities and powers were all subjected to him.
因此，所有的天使、所有的权柄、所有的一切都伏在他的权柄底下。
At the cross.
就是在十字架那里。
At the cross, the power of death was subjected to Christ.
在十字架那里，就是死的权柄也伏在耶稣底下。
The power of sin was subjected to Christ.
罪恶的权势也伏在耶稣。
All the powers of Hades were subjected to Christ.
阴间的权柄也俯伏在他面前。
All the demons were subjected to Christ.
所有的邪灵也是跪拜他。
He's the Lord of life.
因为他是生命的主。
And so, that's why Peter preached in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, that all the house of Israel should know that Jesus Christ, whom they crucified, is both Christ and Lord.
因此，彼得在使徒行传二章三十六节讲到的时候，他说：“全以色列家，你们要知道，你们所钉死在十字架的主耶稣基督，他是主，是基督。”
So let's get the picture.
所以我们就看到那幅图画。
Here he is with his disciples on the earth. After his resurrection.
在主耶稣的复活，他的门徒。
And it said that after he said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on.
就写下了当耶稣说了这些话的时候他就被他就升起
And a cloud received him out of their sight
他就在降云飞起来了
So He goes up.
所以他就升天了。
But he does not go up like a helium balloon.
但是呢，他没有像一个氢气球那样升上去。
You know where he goes up and he gets smaller and smaller and smaller and then disappears and goes to the big old room way out in space.
你知道氢气球呢？如果你放手的话呢，它就一直升，一直升，越来越小，越来越小，然后就不见了。
I think a lot of people think that.
很多人以为耶稣升天也是这样子。
And then there were some angels that were there, and they said to the disciples, "Why do you stand here looking up?"
那就有一些天使呢，就出现，就说了，你们为什么站在这里抬头观看呢？
He will come back the same way he went.
因为呢，他怎么样升天，他还是怎么样回来。
And if we're not careful, we will go, "Oh."
如果我们不注意的话呢，我们就会说，哦。
He's going to come back the way he went.
他来的时候呢，就像他回去的时候。
A helium balloon in reverse.
就好像一个氢气球，但是呢又坠下来。
And we think he's way out in space someplace.
所以我们就猜想他应该在外太空某一个地方。
And we live like it.
就呢，我们活着呢也好像神在很远很远的地方。
And we think that when Jesus comes back, there will be this trumpet sound.
我以为呢，当耶稣再回来的时候呢，号角响起的时候。
And everybody on a round globe.
每一个人在地球上，在这个圆圆地球上呢，
we'll look up.
都会抬起头。
What's that?
哎，那个是什么呢？
And it gets bigger and bigger.
然后看起来越来越大，越来越大。
And at some point, somebody will figure it out and go, it's Jesus.
然后等到过一阵子，突然有一个人发现了，哦，耶稣啊！
He's come back.
他回来了。
That's ridiculous.
真的是太荒谬了。
It will not be that way.
不是这样子的。
All that will happen will be this.
会发生的会是这样子的。
The veil between heaven and earth.
拦阻天国跟地上的那个幔子。
Which is as close to you as I am to you.
就是近在眼前的这个幔子。
Will simply open.
就会很简单的打开。
And everybody on the planet,
每一个在地球上的人呢，
will see that Jesus has always been right here.
会发现的原来的神呢，就在那里的旁边。
And every knee will bow.
然后呢，万膝都要跪拜。
Every tongue will confess.
万口都要承认。
In that moment, every single person will know how they should have lived their lives.
在那一刹那，每个人就知道原来我过去的生活该是怎么过的。
But it will be too late.
但是那时候已经太晚。
Just like whenever you breathe your last breath.
就好像当你呼出最后一口气的时候。
You will pass through the veil.
你会经过那个幔子。
Of your flesh.
离开你的肉体。
And immediately you will see that Jesus Christ is on the throne.
立刻看到耶稣坐在宝座上。
And you will know how you should have lived your life.
你就忽然发现，原来我生前本该这样子活的。
In the presence of God.
就是活在神的同在里。
But let's get the whole picture because we're not finished.
但是呢，让我们把整幅图画讲完，因为我们还没讲完。
By the way, I'm still on the introduction.
其实呢，我刚刚没讲完。
Again,
我刚刚说我要有一个引言，我现在还在引言。
The main body of this message is really fast.
但是呢，那个这个我的信息的那个主要部分是非常的快的。
You will get it.
你很容易的明白。
Okay, so let's go back.
好，那我们回到这里。
God sends His Spirit through the veil into the womb of Mary.
神差派他的灵进入玛利亚的肚子里。
And Jesus gets a body in which to live on our side of the veil.
耶稣呢，就道成了肉身，就活在幔子的这一边。
So everybody can see that heaven is near.
所以每个人都能够看到原来天国这么近。
God takes our sin and places it upon His body.
神把我们所有人犯的罪都放在耶稣身上。
He bears sin's punishment.
他背负了我们罪的刑罚。
Your punishment, my punishment.
你的刑罚，我的刑罚。
He breathes his last breath and goes back through the veil into heaven.
他呼出最后一口气的时候，他就穿过那个幔子回到
天堂。Places his blood before the Father.
把他自己所流的血摆在父神面前。
For anyone who come.
为任何一个愿意来到神面前的人付出罪的代价。
God sends him back through the veil into his body.
然后神差派他再一次穿过幔子。 子回到他的身体。
So we can know that God has accepted the payment.
好，让我们处在地上的人能够知道，原来神接纳了耶稣付上的代价。
Then Jesus, with his body, goes back through the veil and sits down at the right hand of God.
然后耶稣带着他复活的身体呢，再一次穿过那个幔子，回到神的右边。
And the Father and the Son rejoiced with excitement.
然后父与子呢，一同在喜乐里。
And the Spirit of God begins to overflow.
然后神的灵呢，就开始满溢。
To where heaven can't contain it.
直到那个天堂都容纳不下。
And the Spirit of God comes through the veil.
于是呢，圣灵呢就穿过幔子。
Bursts through from heaven.
从天上来的。
Into the womb of the heart of the man who continually ignored God.
进入那一些继续处神之不顾的人的心中。
And Jesus gets another body in which to live on our side of the veil.
因此，耶稣再一次在另外一个身体里，再一次在幔子的这边活下去。
But he doesn't just go to one person. Amen.
但是呢，他不但是去到一个人身上。
He's gone to many in this room.
他去到在这个房，特别是这个圣所里面。
When you weren't even looking for him.
如果你看，就会看得到。
When you didn't deserve him.
虽然你不配得。
And he sent his spirit so that Jesus could have a body in which to live on our side of the veil.
神差派他的灵来到幔子这一边，好让耶稣仍然有一个实在的肉体可以存在。
Which is why Paul wrote, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?"
所以为什么使徒保罗说，你岂不知你的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？
That he is from God, and you're not your own.
你不再属于你自己。
And so, when the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts,
所以当圣灵进入我们心里的时候，
what does he do?
他做什么呢？
Are you ready?
你预备好了没有？
He lets us see through the veil.
他帮助我们好，让我们能够看穿那个幔子。
He lets us see. It's how we know that Jesus is in God and that God is in us, and that we are in Christ. Look what Jesus told his disciples.
所以让我们能够看到原来基督在神里面，神在我们里面，所以我们就知道神耶稣在他门徒当中所做的事。
Speaking of the Holy Spirit,
讲起圣灵，
says in that day,
就说到在那一天，
the day the Holy Spirit is sent to you,
就是在神差派圣灵进入你心里的那一天。
The Holy Spirit comes through the veil.
圣灵穿过那个幔子，
into the womb of your heart,
进入你心里，
and in that day you know what you cannot see.
就是在那一天，你虽然知道，却不能看见。
You know that Jesus is in the Father.
你知道子在父里面。
Where is that?
在哪里呢？
On the earth or in heaven?
在地上和或者是在天上呢？
It's in heaven.
在天上。
And he says, and you will know that you are in me.
然后呢，又说你也知道你在我里面。
And where is that?
那又在哪里呢？
Well, that's in heaven.
那是在天堂里。
And you will know that I am in you.
你也知道我在你里面。
And where is that?
那又在哪里呢？
That's here.
那就在这里。
The Holy Spirit ministry is to enable us to see the kingdom of heaven.
圣灵的工作就是让我们能够看到天国。
And to know that God is present.
知道神的同在。
And to know that we can live there.
也知道我们能够活在天堂里。
That we can go there anytime by the blood of Christ.
我们透过耶稣的宝血，我们就什么时候都能够进去天国里。
Jesus said in John 3:3, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
约翰福音三章三节那里，耶稣说，人若不重生，他就不得见神的国。
But if he is born again, he can see the kingdom of heaven.
意思就是说，如果你重生得救的话，你就可以看到天国。
In fact, in the book of Revelation,
事实上，在启示录那里，
what does John say?
使徒约翰怎么说？
And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
他说在主日我在灵里，
and I saw,
我就看见了。
Or he says in another verse, and I was in the spirit and I heard.
然后另外一节他说我在灵里我听见了。
Chapter 4, and behold, a door standing open in heaven.
天国的门大开。
What was he saying?
他在说什么呢？
Have you heard him?
你有没有听到吗？
Have you seen this?
你有看到吗？
If the Spirit has come to you, then you know the door is there, and you know it's open. And you know you can come, and you know you can live there.
如果圣灵已经进入你里面，你就会看到有一个门，你而且看到门打开，你也知道你能够穿过这个门，你能够住在那里。
All the time.
是每一时每一刻。
Look at Acts 7:49.
如果你看使徒行传第七章第四十九节。
Stephen quotes the Old Testament.
斯提法。
God says, "Heaven is my throne."
引用旧约说，神说，天是我的座位。
Notice he's not saying my throne is in heaven.
他不是说我的座位是天，他是说天是我的座位。
He's saying, "Heaven, every place you go, the space around you, I'm enthroned there."
他说，整个的天。意思就是说，你无论处在那里，我都跟你在一起。我的座位就在宝座就在那里。
I fly from the United States all the way to Australia, and I fly in heaven.
我可以告诉你，我从美国来到澳洲，我坐飞机，我是在天空里坐的。
Right through His throne room.
就是穿过神的宝座。
And everywhere I walk, and you walk.You walk in the throne room.
你知道吗？无论你走在哪里，其实我们都是走在神的宝座里面。
Jesus is Lord there.
因为耶稣就是主。
When Stephen was being stoned,
当斯提法被石头打死。
Look at this very carefully.
我们要注意看他怎么死。
Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit.
他说斯提法被圣灵充满。
What is the Holy Spirit's ministry?
圣灵的工作是什么？我们刚刚说。
To let us see in heaven and see spiritual things.
就让我们能够看到天国，看到属灵的事。
Says he gazed intently into heaven.
就看到斯提法定睛在天上。
And saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand.
看到神的荣耀，而且看到耶稣基督站在神的右边。
So do you think he had binoculars?
他是不是有个望远镜呢？
telescope.
或者给一个刚才那个不是望远镜，那个叫什么？也是望远镜啊，小型的望远镜。啊，这个，我也望望远镜。
Are we there?
Yeah, I think so.
No, he could see Jesus standing right there.
不是的，他是看到耶稣就站在他面前。
The veil just opened up.
为什么呢？因为幔子刚刚打开。
And there was Jesus ready to receive him.
耶稣等着要接他回去。
That happened with my father.
那个也是我的父亲。
He died when I was 12. He died when I was 12.
我父亲在我十二岁的时候死了。
My mom says he was lying in a coma.
我妈妈说呢，我父亲处在昏迷当中。
I'd been in a coma for about a month.
他已经那时候呢，他已经昏迷了大概一个月的时间。
All of a sudden he wakes up.
忽然之间，他忽然睁开眼睛。
Opens his eyes.
打开眼睛以后。
Raises his hands.
他就举起手。
Looked to my mom.
转向我的妈妈。
And said, "They've come for me."
他说，他们来接我了。
I'm going to go now.
我要走了。
And then went through the veil.
这个就穿过，他的灵魂就穿过那个幔子。
You didn't have to travel far.
没有，不需要走很远的地方。
Jesus was there to receive him.
因为耶稣已经来接他了。
Just like Stephen.
就好像斯提法。
So it's something like this. If you're outside and you're looking up at the sky.
所以如果你在外面，你看到天上的时候。
Or you're looking at us.
或者你看我们的时候。
We are the curtain.
我们就好像那个幔子。
Whatever's in front of you is the veil.
在你面前的，在你面前有个幔子。
If Jesus were to come back right now.
如果耶稣基督就在这一刻来再来
，Everything that you're looking at would just open up like this。
你所看到的一切的都会打开，就好像我的手一样。
And you can see heaven and all the hosts of heaven and everything that is right here。
你就发现原来天国所有的天君天使就在我们的面前。
You believe。
你就会觉得非常的惊讶。
Oh.
非常的诧异。
That it's always been there。
但是原来一直就是这样子。
And you'd be grieved over the times you ignored him。
然后你就后来一想，过去有多少时间
if heaven was not there, and if, it, and if God did not exist. So what happens when we're born again? The gospel, the good news is this. If you've been raised up with Him, then you have been seated with Christ in heaven. Or in chapter 1, verse 3.
第一章第三节,
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说,
who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
因为他以天上所有属灵的福气来祝福了我们。
Where?
在哪里呢?
In the heavenly places.
在天上。
In Christ.
在耶稣基督里。
Now he's obviously talking to people who live on the earth.
但是呢,他的对象却是处在活在地上的人。
But where are their blessings?
那他们的福气到底在哪里呢?
Well, they're in heaven.
那些福气在天上。
You mean you can go to heaven while you're on the earth?
你的意思是说在地上我们可以接受在天上的福气吗?
Yes.
是的。
In fact, that is the gospel.
是的,这就是那个福音了。
The gospel is not this.
福音不是什么呢?
If you will accept Jesus Christ, you can go to heaven when you die.
如果你接受了耶稣基督呢,你死了以后你就可以进天国。
That's part true.
这个只是部分的事实。
A little bit.
有某一部分是真实的。
The gospel is this.
福音是什么呢?
It's what I've told you, and you can go to heaven right now.
福音就是我刚刚所告诉你的,你就在现今这一刻就会进入天堂。
You don't have to wait till you die.
不需要等到死后。
In fact, listen carefully.
事实上呢?
If you do not go to heaven while you're living, you will never go there when you die.
我们的事实就是说,如果你活着,没有去到天堂的话呢,你死后也不会去天堂的。
It doesn't matter how much you've gone to church.
不论你来了教会多久,
it doesn't matter how many scriptures you know.
不管你认识有多少圣经,
it doesn't matter how well people think of you down here on the earth.
也, 不理别人怎么看你,
what matters is if you live in heaven.
最重要的是你活在这里的时候,
so what is faith?
所以信心到底是什么呢?
Faith is the work of the Spirit of God that enables one to see the things above.
信心呢,就是上帝的工作,接着这个可以让我们活在地上的时候就看到天上神所做的工。Unbelief 不信呢?
Is living by what you see here on the earth.
就是靠着我们眼见,
and thinking that that's life.
的事物而活, 而以为这就是生命的全部。
I think we lost.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so I'll just grab one of
these. But I think you're still here.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm in heaven right now. And,
okay. But you're still here.
I'm still here, yeah. Which is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Are we back to this one?
I'll turn this on.
Testing.
Okay. So.
所以呢?
Hebrews chapter 4. Look what it says.
希伯来书第四,
verse 16.
第十六节,
Therefore, let us draw near to the throne of grace with confidence.
因此当我们坦然无惧地来到圣座前,
Where is the throne of grace?
那个圣座前在哪里?
Is it here?
在这里吗?
Or is it here in heaven?
或者在这里呢?
It's in heaven.
在天上.
The throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
好让我们在有需要的时候我们可以得怜恤蒙帮助。
And so Philippians says that our citizenship is in heaven.
菲律比书告诉我们说我们所要承受的是在天上。
From which we wait for a Savior.
从那里我们等候我们的救主。
So my point is this, you can live in heaven while you're on the earth.
所以我要说的就是我们活在地上可以有同活在天上。
So that was my introduction.
这个就是我的简介。
And now for the message.
现在呢,我要进入我的信息里面。
You live in God's presence.
你必须从今天开始活在神的同在里。
Rethink that.
想想这一点。
If you've been living as if God is way out past the men, you really need to rethink how you live your life.
如果你回顾你过去的生活，你发现原来你活着好像神处在很远很远的外太空的话，你要从现在开始思想你的生命。
Point number two.
第二点。
You will only have wisdom, you will only see clearly if you live with a heavenly perspective.
如当你有天上的眼光的时候，你才能够有属天的智慧，你才能够把事情看得一清二楚。
You will never understand the Bible if you read it from here on the earth.
如果你单单从地上的角度来看圣经的话，你永远不会明白。
That's why people err when they interpret the scriptures, trying to understand them from an earthly perspective.
所以为什么当人带着从地上的眼光看圣经的时候呢，常常会把圣经误解。
Those words didn't come from here.
为什么呢？因为那些话语不是从地上来的。
They're words from heaven.
那些话语是从天上来的。
And so you have to, by the Spirit, be able to see above.
所以我们必须靠着圣灵来看天上的事。
See God on His throne.
看到神在他的座位上。
See Jesus at the right hand.
看到耶稣在神的右边。
See the host of heaven.
看到天上天君。
See all things subject to Him.
看到一切万物都俯伏在他脚下。
Death conquered. Sin conquered.
胜过死亡，胜过罪。
Principalities and powers are merely servants, errand boys to Jesus Christ.
我们看到一切空中掌权的都是耶稣的使者。
And so therefore,
所以呢,
my third point is you may, because of the blood of Jesus, you may continually, from heaven's perspective, live and see life.
所以我们靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以一直有这样的观点，我们就可以这样去经历我们在地上的生活。
I quoted Randy Alcorn earlier, one moment after men die,They know exactly how they should have lived.
我在这里呢引用一个人叫 Alcorn 他所说的一句话。你知道，当人死了以后的那一刻，他就很清楚明了到底他生前该怎么活。
So God gave us this word that I've given you this morning.
所以今天下午我要跟大家分享的呢，就是神赐给我的话语。
So you wouldn't have to wait to know how to live.
好让你不像这个人所说的要等死后才知道该怎么活。
You don't have to keep living in darkness as if the only thing there is what you can see, taste, and experience here on the earth.
不让仍然活在黑暗里，以为世界，以为生命唯有物质的世界，单单是我们眼见的，我们所能够感受的。
You can live in heaven now.
我们可以在地上就经历到天上。
Psalm 16:11.
16:11.
You will make known to me the path of life.
你会让我知道生命的道。
In your presence is fullness of joy.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
And Acts 3:19.
在使徒行传3:19.
Peter preaches. Therefore, repent and return.
彼得讲道的时候，他说：“你们要悔改回转。”
So that your sins of living for what you can see, taste, and experience may be wiped away.
好让你过去因着单单为你所看见、所能够经历的而活的那个罪可以被涂抹。
In order that times of refreshing may come in the presence of the Lord.
好让那个回归的时日可以临到你的当中。
And so that we end with the verse that we began.
所以呢，这就把我们带回到我们刚开始的时候那个经文。
If you have been raised up with Christ,
如果我们和基督一同复活的话，
keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
我们就应当好像基督一样，求上面的事。
Set your mind on things above.
思念天上的事。
On the other side of the veil.
就是在幔子的另外一边。
Not on the things that are on this side of the veil.
不是幔子这一边的事。
For you died.
因为你已经死了。
There is no life on this side of the veil in anyone or anything that you can see or experience.
在幔子的这一边，没有任何人，没有任何事物。可以给你一个生命是值得你去寻求的。
Your life if you've been raised up with Christ,
如果你已经与基督一同复活的话，
every day,
你每一天的生命
is hidden,
就是他
with Christ,
在耶稣基督在神里面。
So live here,
所以你必须每一天活着，就如活在这里一样。
I believe we are in the presence of God right now, and He can speak.
我深信我们现在就处在神的同在里，而且他能说话。
How have you lived?
你今天到底是怎么活的？
Is it possible that you've missed the forest for the trees?
是不是我们一直看到当中一棵树就忘掉整个大图画呢？
You've heard Bible talk to you all your life and missed that you could live in heaven right now all the time, and that's where life is.
我们常常会听到圣经里的一些话语，但是我们却没有注意到原来生命的全部就是这样的意思。
But this morning,
但是今天
the veil has been opened.
幔子已经打开了。
And you see yourself in the presence of God.
你可以看到自己在神的同在里。
Talk to him, listen to him. Let's pray.
你可以现在说话，听他向你所说的话，让我们一同祷告。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊，
do your work in our hearts.
求你在我们心中动工。
Give us eyes to see.
赐给我们眼睛可以看。
To see your presence.
看到你存在。
To see your glory.
看到你的荣耀。
To live and find our lives in you.
好，让我们能够活着，而且我们在你里面能够找到生命。
I pray this morning you will grant repentance.
今天我祈求你赐给我们有赦免，罪得赦免。
In the hearts of people who have lived every day as if you did not exist.
特别是在每一个活着却没有发现你的同在的人的心中。
Or at least have lived like you're way out past the moon someplace.
或者在我们当中有一些人活着，以为你是在存在很远的地方。
This morning I ask that you do your work of convicting them of sin, of living for what they can see, taste, and experience here on the earth.
主啊，求你在这个时候，你让他们的良知知道，他们的罪，就是他们活着，他们只是为着他们所能够经历到的、摸到的、感受到的事情而活。
And you turn their eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
让他们的眼光能够转向耶稣基督。
And the things of earth would grow strangely dim.
好，让世上事物变为虚空的时候。
In the light of your glory and grace, we pray.
就是让我们在你的荣耀里向你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.